Last time, we outlined how the Civil War finally got started. I want to talk today about the political management of the war on both sides, the North under Abraham Lincoln and the South under Jefferson Davis. An important task for both of these presidents was to justify for their citizens just why the war was necessary. In 1861, on July 4th, Lincoln gave his first major speech in which he presented the Northern reasons for the war. It was, he said, to preserve democracy. Lincoln suggested that this war was a noble crusade that would determine the future of democracy throughout the world. For him, the issue was whether or not this government of the people, by the people, could maintain its integrity, could it remain complete, and survive its domestic foes. In other words, could a few discontented individuals, and by that he meant those who led the Southern Rebellion, could they arbitrarily break up the government and put an end to free government on earth? The only way for the nation to survive was to crush the rebellion. At the time, he was hopeful that the war wouldn't last long and the slave owners would be put down forever. But he underestimated how difficult the war would be. It would be harder than any the Americans had fought before or since, largely because the North had to break the will of the Southern people, not just fight its armies. But Lincoln rallied Northerners to a deep commitment to the cause. They came to perceive the war as a kind of democratic crusade against Southern society.